So the hint for today was, are you lying to yourself or are you just lacking self-awareness? Now, you can lie to yourself and others about what you believe or value. Most of us have, or maybe still do, but where you put your attention always tells the truth, which is what makes Facebook data, all social media data, so valuable.
Kick-ass coach. Kick-ass coach. Kick-ass coach.
Hello, thanks for listening. I'm Roxanne Bartel, and most people call me Rox. I've been doing this podcast now for more than 3 years, and if you've been part of the journey, you know my focus has periodically shifted a bit, but the content remains based on practical tips to increase self-awareness and improve real outcomes. I just reworked my website to reflect a focus on helping 30-somethings, so whether you happen to be there by age or by spirit, you're more than welcome. You'll find a recording of a story on the website about why I made this shift, if you're interested in hearing it. You'll find a link to the site in the show notes. I hope my experiences and insights serve to inspire reflection and meaningful insights in you. And I hope for you that, like me, you'll seek to practice self-compassion, even as you embark on becoming a better, perhaps happier, and more self-aware version of yourself. And now, on with today's episode. As I built out last week's episode and related posts, this week's theme actually became more clear. I've shared this before, but I love this recollection so much I'm bringing it back. I took driver's ed in high school. It was 1978, and I was attending a very progressive and high-tech high school, at least for the 1970s. I need to qualify that because it wouldn't fit the bill today. But we had these amazing simulators to learn the rules of the road. You literally got into it and felt like you were driving. It was crazy and wonderful, only you got demerit points, so you had to be really careful. You couldn't misuse the equipment or misuse the time, or you would actually get points against you for your driver's ed. So you'd see these flashing lights and buzzers if ever you veered towards the center line or towards the ditch, and you'd also be flunked if you were caught speeding. It was fun, I will admit, but the real fun came when real learning was put to the test, when you were out, when it was your turn to be out on the road live. And you had to earn that privilege on the machine, by the way. But wow, getting out on the open road. I recall the teacher gave me one piece of advice that has stood the test of time and fits beautifully with this week's theme. He said, fix your eyes where you want the car to go, not where you are or where you want to avoid going, but just up ahead in the direction you want the car to go. And you'll find your path there will be more effortless and less anxious. It turns out this is advice to build a life around. Fix your attention on what matters and how to get there. There's more nuance in this, of course. I wouldn't have built a 37-hour system to walk with you to where you want to be if there weren't so many different angles on it. Essentially, though, this is a foundation to becoming self-aware and to achieving your purpose in life. Where are you putting your attention? Where are you spending your time and energy? What's moving you toward who you want to be and the contribution you want to make in the world? If you're sitting around complaining about the current situation, your boss, your workplace, your job, the fact that you're not getting where you want to be in your career, then that's where you're going to stay, in that complaining world that's unhappy. I want to meet you where you are. There's no judgment about where you are. I want to meet you where you are and then walk with you to where you want to be. So I'm meeting 30 to 35-year-olds because that's where I see the opportunity to really get in at the time in your career when you can move it somewhere. And I'll be walking with you to where you want your career to be. Connect with me to get started. There are a couple of links in the show notes to help with that. And also, consider joining one of my Ask Rocks roundtables. They're conveniently accessible from your phone or desktop, and new dates are posted in the Eventbrite. At least I'm using Eventbrite right now, and there's no cost. And here's the thing, I'm shifting it a little bit so that there's 10 minutes of an introduction of a skill and some insights around it before we spend the next 40 minutes in your questions. And you can either post them to me in advance or you can share them on the call itself. Anyway, back to today's theme and the tip. While last week we explored connecting with others deeply and meaningful by catching their eyes or holding their gaze while listening to them, today it's about the importance of noticing and developing awareness of where your eyes are drawn. And once noting that, to consciously direct it to what really matters to you. You have the ability to do that. And on the flip side, you may realize that what matters most to you is your problem, and it's where you'll find your best solutions. Because what draws your attention doesn't lie. But by doing the work, you can consciously make another choice. Next week's episode, well, the hint is, what stories are you telling yourself and which ones carry your DNA? Don't miss it. I'm Rox Bartel. Make it a kick-ass week.